Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi, this is Gonzo G, just making a video about world. What happened? Well, let's go. Yes, friends, right now that the world is falling apart, I think the U.S. isn't going to be here for very long. Well, if it is, well, it be what it be, yo. Well, anyways, yeah, you see these guys right here? Supposedly these people were spying for Israel. So guess what's going to happen to them? Well, nothing nice. What I say to these people? Well, fuck them. If they were doing shit like that, then you're Gonzo. Just saying. Yes, and speaking about people getting fucked, yes. You know that fucking asshole's name, APAC? Well, they're trying to hide the douchebaggery, not using the name. Well, let's watch a clip.
Breaking news. APAC, the pro-Israel lobby, is trying to hide something from you. Because they are now telling their donors to donate to politicians directly instead of through the organization.
Yeah, these motherfuckers with big noses are trying to be sneaky and trying to pretend they're not giving money away and showing that they're fucking greasing people. Yeah, fuck these assholes.
And they're doing this so when these politicians get these donations, right? On their filings report, APAC, the organization, will not show up.
Yes, these motherfuckers are stupid. They think that you're stupid enough that you're not gonna notice that these motherfuckers are controlling the government. Yes, these people have their fucking greasy hands inside the pie for a long, long time. And because of fucking people with the money and the penis sucking, yeah, we're getting fucked because we're the people. And they're fucking the people. But we gotta tell these people, no, you're the ones gonna get fucked. Just watch.
APAC brand has become so toxic, even they know that their name affiliation next to any politician is extremely harmful.
Oh, don't worry, guy. These fucking were-rats still have fucking the media, fucking the news, fucking all kinds of shit to still manipulate the government and people, yes. These people are fucking in everything, just like fucking cockroaches. So what are you gonna do, friend? Huh? Huh? Well, let's find out.
Like, even now, to the average voter walking down the street, if they see that a politician takes money from APAC, immediately they lose interest and don't like them.
Yeah, that sounds something that I would do, but I'm a freak of nature. Most people are nothing but retarded normies. They just punch in and out and they just follow the fucking flow. Yeah, those people are fucking stupid. That's why the fucking world is fucked. Fuck these people.
That is how toxic this brand has become, which is a good thing. So going forward, a lot of these politicians that were getting APAC money will suddenly not get it anymore.
No, they just think of some other creative way to fucking embezzle the money. Yeah, you think these people are gonna let all that money sit on the table? Fuck no. These people are gonna jump on that shit. Just wait. They just figure it out and they're gonna do it. Just wait and see.
So when you see them say, oh, look at me, I take no APAC money, they're lying to you. Again.
These motherfuckers are always gonna lie, they're never gonna change. I'm just glad that this shit's falling apart, and when civil war happens, I could finally get my fucking revenge. Yay!
They're still getting donations from these people that would have given it to them anyways through APAC. The only difference is that the name APAC is not on their filings report. You can't see the name anywhere anymore. They're trying to be sneaky, but it's not going to work.
Yes, these motherfuckers are going to try to hide, but it's not going to work. Yes, people are noticing this shit. Yeah, look at this piece of shit, nigger. Yes, he's supposed to be a fucking scientist. But guess what, friend? This motherfucker ain't no Thomas Sowell. He wishes. That's a fucking smart nigger. Not like this guy. This fucking asshole doesn't even know what a woman is. What a fucking retard. And he's supposed to be science. What science is he doing? Yeah, just putting dildos up his ass, in my opinion. But whatever. Yeah, this guy finally tells something that's actually factual. Yeah, he talks about Isaac Newton and what he did for England and the Jews and the clipping of coins. Well, let's see what fucking Dr. Nigger has to say.
You know why coins have ridges on them? Well, back in the day, coins were made out of precious metals like gold, silver, and alloys of these metals.
Yes, technically they're doing the same thing today with the money that we have now. That's why gold is coming back, baby. So yeah, gold is king. Yay!
Ensuring that the currency of that nation was backed by their inherent value, durability, and practical qualities for facilitating trade and commerce. The Jews at the time started...
Jews. Yes, you guys better hope I never become emperor, because if I do, you know what I'm gonna do? All these people, they got plastic surgery, I'm gonna have them get plastic surgery again and put their face back to what it was originally. Yes, we're not gonna have you fucking hide. Yeah, we're not gonna give you no yellow hats. We're gonna give some big fucking nose and put some warts on your face to make you look the way that you actually do. So, yeah, vote for Gonzo.
Doing this thing called coin clipping, which is the act of shaving off small pieces of metal from the edge of a coin, which could then be melted down and sold as bullion or used to create new coins.
You know, if the Jews were really, really smart, they would have put the ridges back on the coins after they shave them. Yeah, why don't they? I think there's a way to do it, but I don't know. I guess Jews weren't that smart, right? Anywho, let's continue.
This resulted in the reducing of the coin's intrinsic value and leading to a general devaluation of the currency in circulation, which caused economic instability through inflation, a loss of public trust in the currency, and necessitated costly government actions like reminting. This is when the legend himself, Isaac Newton, who...
So yeah, not only did Isaac Newton discover gravity and all that cool stuff, he kicked Jews out of England. Yeah, maybe we should resurrect this guy, or maybe we should get his DNA and Hitler's DNA and see what that comes out, right? Wow, that'd be some cool stuff. Why not? We do have artificial wombs, supposedly, so stick his ass in there and bake him out. Yeah, just saying.
Was working as warden of the Royal Mint in England in the late 17th century, implemented the idea of ridges on coins to prevent counterfeiting by discouraging the Jews' coin clipping. And it worked. And that is why Sir Isaac Newton is one of the greatest men the world has ever seen. You know what?
Fucking Mike Tyson, you see? You could fucking admire this fucking white dude, but yeah, you can't fucking name a chick from a chick and a dude from a dude. Yeah, I guess what happens when you get hit in the head too many times. Yeah, he wishes he was Mike Tyson. At least that guy has a reason for being retarded. This guy is just a fucking cocksucking fucking sellout. But that's okay. There's a lot of people that sell out. But don't be a sellout, because if you just getting fucked, and because of Donald Trump doing his shenanigans because of Jews, you gotta be dealing with this shit. But that's okay, maybe next year we'll be going into civil war after the hyperinflation. But who knows, man? Just work out and save your resources, because shit's gonna get real. Well, don't be like these faggots, okay, friends? Well, goodbye.
Can you tell me what category of fat I fit in?
So it's based on your shirt size. So if you are a 1 or 2X, you are small fat. 3 to 4X, you are mid fat. 5 to 6X, you are super fat. It's based on what level of privilege you have in the world. So someone in a small fat category may not struggle getting on an airplane, but someone in a mid fat or super fat may not be able to use even the airplane extender. So that's where that comes in, and like the privilege levels of like what fat means to different people.
I have a question.